You know that they needed someone fine for episode 109. You're listening to True to Size.
I really thought that you completely forgot that you were supposed to, that you were supposed to do anything. Because
like,
you can't hear the music, but you were pretty deep into the theme song there. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the quarantine team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
You.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Wagwan, bruv.
And are you guys ready?
Let's go.
This guy is so handsome, you'd swear he's not real, like a mirage. Not only is his kick game mean, but it'll also give you a magical massage. Got that gentlemanly hype, like a mix of Virgil and JT. In the streets, it's Keith, but in the sheets, it's Mr. KT.
What's up?
Keith, thank you for joining us. Your second time, I'm right? Right? Yeah, two times.
Second time.
Appreciate you being here. Good to hear that you and wifey are doing well in this stupid, crazy time. Hopefully, we can have some fun this week and take away some stress from everybody's lives. We've got a good show for you guys this week with pretty full. Oh wait, this is the wrong one. Let me delete that. We've got a good show for you this week. I had the same one as last week above the one for this week. We've got a good show for you guys this week. It's always a good show though, so that part doesn't matter. We've got a. What was I going to say? See, now I lost my flow. Good okay, show. we've got a good show. Thank you, Joel. We've also got a would you rather question for the fire round. Some interesting pieces of news to cover in this week in kicks, and we're going to talk about snow in NSR. Keith is back for the second time, so we're going to get an update on his storage locker debacle because we haven't talked to him since about that. And we're going to close the episode by making some bold predictions and see if they're worthy of writing on the board. But first, Alvin.
Oof, fire round.
Oof, that was a bad one. We'll put that on the bottom three for sure. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Matto HTML from Montreal, I believe. Good friend of the show. He says, so this is his would you rather that he wants us to answer. He wants to know, someone offers you a pair of Grails at a steal. Would you rather them be beat and half a size too small, or brand new and two sizes too big?
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Jeez.
We'll start with Alvin.
Two sizes too big.
Oh.
Then I'm gonna trade it. I'm trading it for my top four and my top ten. Fuck it.
No one's doing that because that would make it like a size 12, and size 12s are like worthless.
These kids nowadays are all size 12, man.
That's true. There's something in the water now. You're not wrong.
You don't know about the Milton waters.
I don't want to know about the Milton water. I'm not gonna lie. Keith, what do you think? Beat and half a size too small, or dead stock and two sizes too big?
Man, look, I own sizes that are like, or pairs that are a size too small. And yeah, it's just like, it's painful. So you might as well just get like a nice pair to look at. So I might as well just get two sizes up.
That's not a bad way to look at it. You're right. Joel, what do you think?
I'm going to go different and I'm going to say beat and just right.
Well, half size too small, but yeah, just right probably.
Yeah, half size too small, yeah. I'd probably do that. I just
rock it. Why is rock that? It out, you just don't want to end up with a size 12 in your Grails?
Yeah, pretty much, man. I want to wear them, you know what I mean? It'll be like so tempting. Yeah. And then,
I don't think Joel likes his toes at all.
I'll just scrunch up my toes anyway.
Yeah. Joel would squeeze into a size 8.5 if he was offered Amsterdams.
I don't know about that.
Some Amsterdams for cheap. I could see Joel being like, 8.5 would work, I think.
I don't need clothes.
I think I'm on Joel's team actually, because I just hate looking down. Like, if I got a grail, I would want to wear it. So if it's two sizes too big, I'm going to wear it regardless. And there's no way I look down at a size like 10 and a half on my foot and feel good about myself. So I'd rather, no offense to the 10 and a halfs in the group right now. I would rather go the half size down and just, like we said, deal with the pain, because I hate when my shoes are too big. So I know I would never wear the two sizes too big. That's a tough call, though. I feel like if this was tomorrow, it may be a different answer. It might change by the day. That was a good question, though, Matto HTML. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, Keith, you have 25 seconds. Can you name five yellow Air Jordans?
Ooh. Yellow Air Jordans. Air Jordan 1 Ochre?
Yes.
Ooh,
I love springing this on people.
Lady Fives count. Because
sure, we'll take that. Too. We'll take that. That's two.
Okay, Lady Fives. Shoot.
Yeah, time's up.
I'm going to say Ray Allen, Supersonics, like.
Okay.
The that he has.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll give you three. We'll give you three. We'll give you three. It's not five.
Give me two and a half. Give me two and a half.
We'll give you two and a half. So you got halfway there, 50%. You could. I was thinking Lightning Fours. The most, yeah. The most yellow, Tokyo cool. Fives,
yeah. Old Love,
Old Love, or sorry, old love, new yeah, love. New old, old love, love, new love ones, yeah. Yeah.
The Tokyos, yeah, Tokyo Five for sure.
I'm surprised you went straight. I'm surprised you went straight to yellow ochre ones as opposed to new love. That's kind of impressive and kind of strange at the same time. That's a
yeah.
I hear that a lot from the ladies.
Kind of impressive and kind of strange. Next up, let's get off that right away because Aaron's going to listen to this. Next up, CGS Picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
Super cute. And I think I'm going to go first this week. I don't know why I feel like I want to go first. So my pick this week is a Nike Dunk for probably the eighth week in a row, I want to say. And it's coming out on Monday, 4/20 to be exact. And it's the, I don't know if it's officially been dubbed this yet, but we're going to dub it that. Anyways, it's the Skunk 2.0, Skunk Dunk High 2.0. For those unfamiliar, in 2010, Nike SB released, I think it was their first 420 or cannabis-inspired Nike Dunk, and it was the Skunk, and they were amazing. And now 10 years later, on the 10-year anniversary, they're doing a 2.0 in the reverse colorway. So this is the reverse that I had no idea I needed. It's a full purple upper, green outsole, and like a cannabis green swoosh, to be honest. They're insane. They're so cool. I saw somebody also dub them the Buzz Lightyear, which is a pretty cool nickname as well. But the only thing I'm not sure about with this, because there's no real information, on the heel there, on the heel section of the shoe, it says, on the pictures on it, the internet at least, it says 1 out of 420, which gives me scary vibes, because if that implies that there's only 420 pairs in the world, then I'm absolutely 100% not going to be able to get them. So hopefully that means something else. I don't know what the 1 out of 420 could imply other than it's a numbered shoe and there's only 420 of them. But if possible, these are a whoopty super whoop. Nike SB is killing it this year. We said last week when we talked about, what was my pick? The Metacom Dunks. Somebody from, someone close to the brand told me that Nike SB is coming for the neck this year. And this is just another example of them absolutely killing it. Whoop-de-whoop, but probably won't be able to scoop, because if there's only 420 pairs, good effing luck with getting those.
Word.
Let's let Joel go next.
All right. So what I got is the Adidas ZX 8000 in the Vapor Pink colorway. It's Vapor a pretty pink. Dope colorway. It's got like the Vapor Pink, Clear Aqua, and Easy Yellow are the color schemes to this. It uses the pink as the base. It's got 10 overlays and shades of the red and the teal and the turquoise accents throughout the shoe. A white sole, black rubber outsole completes everything else. It's a beautiful looking shoe, just like Cuzzo said. The drop is no release date yet, but it's going for about 120 US, which is probably like 160 Canadian or whatnot. But yeah, keep an eye out for these though, man. These are really cool.
Yeah, I'm a fan of these. Anything that has the, what was the name? Hyper Pink? Is that what you said?
It's called Vapor
Pink. Vapor Pink. I apologize. Pink. Vapor Pink is even better. Anything that has the color Vapor Pink on it is a whoop-de-whoop, I think, for me. So
for real.
Alvin, what do you got this week?
I got the Air Max 90 The Galaxy. So essentially where the mesh usually is, like the white mesh on an infrared, you have like the Galaxy print. And then the shoe is predominantly black. So Mudguard black. The swoosh is like a, it's like a rose gold.
Yeah, it's like chrome. Sort of shiny,
chrome,
like a silver. Yeah.
Chrome kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. And then you got the white midsole, and then the outsole has a bit of teal, and then somewhat of an infrared, which match the eyelets. Emil, aka City of Death, showed me this picture, and I thought it was a custom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he asked me what I thought about it, and I was like, something's wrong with it.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Like, something's missing. I'm not a huge fan. Like, I feel like it's the midsole and the outsole. I don't know. It's just weird. I'm not a fan. Honestly, it's a poop. Like it.
I agree.
The Galaxy, they could have done a lot more. But yeah, I feel like if they changed up like the midsole color and then made the outsole kind of like, I don't know, translucent or something stupid, like
yeah.
It could be so much better. But
yeah.
Not a fan of these ones, man. These are a poop.
Yeah. See, when you sent them to us and said that they were your pick, I was kind of nervous because I thought you liked them. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to make them feel
hell
bad
no.
when I tell them that they're really ugly. But
I like talking shit about shoes.
Yeah, I don't like these at all. I agree with you. Like, there's something missing. Like, I think it's just a miss for me. Like, when I saw it originally, I was like, oh, that's a cool toddler shoe. And then I was like, oh, no, wait, it's men's. Like, it literally looks like, even, like, shape-wise, like, it looks like it was a toddler shoe, and they just, like, stretched it on Photoshop, and they didn't press shift, and it just, like, stretched really weird. Like, the shape isn't good, and like you said, it just looks like a miss. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, this shouldn't have made it through. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, it looks like a custom. Like, I don't know. If they did the Mudguard, maybe, a different color.
Maybe it looks like the Mudguard, like, might even be 3M. Like, it's hard to, I can't even tell.
I don't know, man, but
it's a miss. Like, I don't know how else, like, they just tried a thing and it didn't hit at all. Like, not even a little bit.
I don't know. I hope these are like a mock-up, but it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, no.
Because the release date is probably going to be like in July. And it's already telling you where you can find it and cop it. And
yeah.
Like, it says coming out soon, so it might even drop tomorrow. But it's still a poop, and I'm saving my money.
I think these are not well done, unfortunately. As much as I would love if they were, because I'm a big Galaxy print person.
Yeah.
I want to like them so bad, but they're a really big miss. Keith, what do you got?
Oh. I think he's frozen, bro.
Frozen.
I think he froze, dog.
Keith, what do you got?
I got the Air Jordan 5 alternate Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
So it sports a, I believe it's a white leather. It's
supposed to be white,
upper, as opposed to the original with the gray. And everything's the same from the Bel Air 5s, but For me, man, I don't know. It's I think they didn't need to. So for me, man, like I hopefully the upper isn't like a fire red five where it's like just a flat leather. Hopefully they have like that. I don't know what kind of upper they had for the gray ones, but they had a little bit of the stridations
Yeah.
if you really look at your fives. I don't know if someone has them. Yeah, hopefully it's not the same kind of like fire red five leather, which is like a flat leather. Because then it would be like a complete poop for me. But right now these are just like borderline poop and cute. So cutie poop.
Cute,
Cutie
so
poop.
it's a pewdie,
Yeah.
bro. A pewdie.
But yeah,
It's a pewdie.
I think it was kind of unnecessary, but like, you know, him with Jordan Brand coming out with the laceless Grape Fives of last year, I believe. I guess you can kind of see it coming, but yeah, no, I kind of feel like they missed with these ones too.
Yeah, like exactly what you said, like when you started off, like it didn't need to happen. It was kind of unnecessary. That's how I feel too. Like
Yeah,
it shouldn't have
it
happened.
doesn't need to happen. Like if anything, do a retro of the gray, but even doing that is kind of unnecessary right now, I would think. So, I mean, yeah, I think they missed pretty heavily. And it's unnecessary. Like why do you need an exact same shoe but white? It's yeah. It's just like
They would have been better retroing something like the green beans
Yeah.
or like
Oh
the
man, that would
wolf
be great.
crazies.
Yeah. Or those lifestyle like the burgundies you have, right? Like they
Yeah,
should have
all
just
the
done shit like
five
that as
something.
opposed
Yeah.
to like this was so recent that you can't even like it's too
Or
soon,
do a
man.
reverse or something. Like do most like I would if they did the reverse, if it was mostly the pattern, if it was Keith's sweater right now mostly, and then the white or gray on like the midsole and the lining, then I would have been in for that. That sounds like it would be awesome. But yeah, I agree with Keith. Like I think again once again it didn't need to happen and it was a miss. Damn.
Yeah,
If only we
absolutely.
had some better stuff to talk about with for you guys who are listening this week. next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, are Nike Yeezys coming back? Oh, baby. If I had a soundboard right now,
Layer.
it would go, woo. But we don't have a soundboard because we're doing this remotely. So Kanye West was recently featured in a huge editorial in GQ magazine where he discussed music, family, faith, and obviously sneakers. He was asked about his relationship with Nike and how he'd feel about his sneakers making a comeback with Nike, and he said, quote, "Man, I'm with everything. Man, anything that the kids want and the people want, people should be able to have what they want." So I mean, that's interesting because his like from the outside at least from our point of view it seemed like he was not very positive with Nike to say the least. Like his terms weren't the best with the swoosh, but I don't know if he took a turn. Maybe all this faith stuff has him feeling a little bit high and better about the world. But yeah, this is surprising. It's an interesting take from him. And after all this, we asked Instagram, our first one in a while, actually. We had a soul poll, everybody.
Soul poll.
Soul
And we
poll.
asked our Instagram followers. So Kanye West said that he'd be okay with Nike bringing back his Air Yeezy line. But the question is, should they? What do you guys think, Alvin? Should they?
I mean, they're bringing back everything else. Why the fuck not, man?
But should they? Will they?
Yes,
And yeah.
I want a pair. I fuck with it. I'd try to cop
Interesting.
all the pairs if I could.
That's a true story. Keith, what do
But
you think?
like, I don't
Oh, no,
know.
go ahead.
No, I don't know. They're just there's got if they do release it, he's got a there's something that he's gonna get payment or some shit or some sort of other shit.
Yeah, it would be a very
He's coming
interesting.
back, like
Yeah,
who
it'd
fucking
be
knows,
a
right?
gray area, I would think. Like, I don't think that they could release it under Air Yeezy per se, because I think that might be copyright or trademarked or whatever. But yeah, it'd be interesting. Keith, they may bring it back. They can bring it back, but should they bring it back?
I mean, I don't think it's gonna happen just because Kanye's Kanye, you know, like he like literally believes he is the son of God. So I don't know, with an ego like that, I don't feel like he'd want another brand to make money off of his name.
True.
So it's kind of just like unless he buys out his contract at Nike or he lets it, in Adidas, and then, or lets it like kind of like run out and then jump back to the swoosh. Mm. I kind of see it happening, coming back, like, you know, releasing those sneakers. But yeah, should they, as a fan? Yeah, absolutely. I buy all three pairs. Like Alvin said, for sure. Absolutely. But would they? I don't think so.
That's a valid point. Joel, what do you think?
I think Kanye didn't take his meds when the interviewer asked him. But I think they're probably going to, like you said, they're probably going to switch up the name. Mm-hmm. They probably won't call it a Yeezy. Probably, I don't know what they're going to do, but, I don't know. I think they're going to drop him again though.
You think they would do it?
I think so. I think they're going to pull the trigger.
I like that take from Joel. There we go.
You know what I mean? So,
It was like, I think it was like 2015 or like right after he left, they dropped a very, very, very Kanye West looking shoe. It was the, I think they call it the Air Entertainer. And it was like all red. It was like literally a red October, and it was called the Air Entertainer. And even the, I think it was the Victor Cruz shoe, the Cruz 2 or something like that, was like literally a Yeezy 2, but like the entry level version, like the I don't know, like the NCAA version of the Yeezy 2. So I wouldn't put it past them. Like, it's definitely possible, and I'm sure that they, because they're Nike, have some sort of rights to do whatever they want, like with their own property. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if they wanted to release it, they would. But should they, as much as, like, I would love to be able to have a chance to get all six of them again, I don't think they should, just because it's kind of weird coming from the non-relationship point of view. Like, are they friends? Are they not friends? Is it a, it's clearly Kanye West endorsed a little bit, but not really, because it wouldn't have his name attached to it. So it would feel like a money grab, like it didn't need to happen. Like, if he comes back, absolutely. Bring everything back, bring new colors, like, go ham, please. But until then, if that does end up happening, then I think they should just leave it alone. It's nice knowing that they have the ability to, though. It's kind of like reassuring that if they wanted to, that they could. What did you think the people on the Soul Poll thought about this? Should they bring back the Air Yeezy line? Alvin.
I would say people said no.
You think people said no?
It'll be like 40% said yes, 60% said no.
Oh, it's very, very specific. Keith, what do you think about the people?
I just did the poll 2 hours ago, so I was on the wrong end of that poll.
So Keith has a pretty good idea then.
I picked no, and I was on the wrong end of that, so.
Yeah, so Keith should have gone last because he just spoiled it. Joel, I'm not going to let you go. Sorry. with 69% of the votes, yes, people think that yes, they should bring back the Nike Air Yeezy line, because Kanye has now given his blessing. Mm. The Almighty has given his blessing. Very interesting. I'm interested to see where that goes. Next up, Michael Jordan 1, fake sneakers 0. So, concluding an 8-year legal battle with a Chinese knockoff sneaker brand. I'm going to say this knockoff brand name wrong, but they don't deserve to have it said right. It's Qiaodan. Qiaodan.
Qiaodan.
Qiaodan. We'll go with Qiaodan.
Air Qiaodan.
Yeah, Air Qiaodan. So, MJ began a case against Qiaodan in 2012 because they started replicating Air Jordan sneakers and adding Air Qiaodan actually to them, which is the Chinese translation of his name.
No way.
I mean, you can't get a whole lot more blatant than that. But it took 8 years. It went through several different levels of court. Qiaodan won a couple of rounds. MJ won a couple of rounds. And it got to the highest court in China. And the brand was misleading consumers into believing they were directly connected to Michael Jordan, which obviously is illegal. So Michael Jordan ended up winning the case. Mm. Good for Michael Jordan.
Have you guys actually seen the symbol, though?
I have. It kind of looks like Shaq.
Is it kind of looks like Shaq. It kind of looks like an and one symbol, though.
It looks like that, too. Yeah.
Like the early 2000s, but just red.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's very, it's just a different dunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, congrats to Michael Jordan. He needed more money, so thank goodness no one will be making any more money off of his shoes. He's got one fake sneaker brand down. What does he have left? Like maybe 600,000 more to go, and he'll be well on it.
Go hit up the Philippines real quick.
There you go. That's his next stop. He's done with China, and now he's going to go to the Philippines.
Yeah.
On a side note, did you see that this coming Sunday, so listeners, tomorrow is the first episode, I think the first two episodes of the Michael Jordan documentary on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't, what's it called? The Last Dance. I don't remember what it's called. But MJ was quoted as saying, this is kind of NSR now, but it's not the NSR, as saying people are going to hate him after they watch the documentary.
Uh-oh.
So that's kind of interesting. Keith, you look like you're holding something back.
No, I saw JT Wright. I think like Nice Kick said or posted something like that, and then JT like commented, and he was just like, what did he say? Shit, it's kind of just like, you can't have friends if you want to be successful or if you want to be great.
Yeah,
you can't worry about. I'm butchering it, but it's pretty much saying like, if you want to be successful, like you can't worry about having friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to get to a point where you want to be in life, like you can't worry about having friends.
That's facts.
Like, there's going to be, you know what I'm saying? So I butchered the quote, whatever.
But. Yeah. I'm sure it was a lot more eloquent than what Keith just said, but yeah, it's, I'm sure Michael Jordan doesn't care about all of our opinion on how he got famous or how he got very good at basketball. I think he just cares about where he's at now. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Alvin, anything to report?
Off of Amazon, I bought a bike pump.
Nice.
And
very good.
Blue light glasses because I'm playing video games again. My eyes started to hurt.
Oh my god, you're so old.
Oh, shit. Well, yo, I'm staring at a computer screen all day too. So
okay, yeah, that's true.
Oh man,
video game glasses, no shoes. We should do a NSR previously in Kicks as well.
Yeah.
Joel, anything sneaker or otherwise to report?
I got a lot of puppy stuff for a puppy.
Yep.
But other than that, like, no kicks.
No kicks to report. Me also, no kicks to report, unfortunately. Mm. Keith, since the last time you were on, any shoes in the last year? Anything notable in the last month or two?
Okay, a month or two. Before World War Z happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually did I hit the ALD New Balance collaboration.
Nice.
ALD held all three pairs of shoes, and you were like, just enter your name and all that stuff, and I was able to hit on two.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. And then I was able to hit on the yellow pair and the cream pair.
Nice.
Which is supposedly like really exclusive.
Ooh.
And so then, and I think the yellow pair released worldwide, I think like a week after, but I really, really wanted the yellow pair.
Of course.
So yeah. So I signed up for ALD, and I signed up for like END and like SNS. And then I forgot about the END clothing one. So then I get an email a week after.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, you hit.
Whoa.
Damn.
It's coming your way, blah, blah, blah. But so a couple weeks come, and then I look, it's like a half a size too small.
Oh.
You picked the wrong size?
How do you pick the wrong size?
No, so here it is, right? So for, I think they do UK sizing over there. So it's like a full size down, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But then I look at the New Balance shoe, it's only a half size down.
Yeah. They have size charts on, so there's like size charts on end for each of their shoes. Yeah. And depending on the shoe, it's going to change. So I could be a UK 10, or I could be UK 10 and a half. Or I could even be UK 9 and a half. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
UK's got to figure it out, to be honest. Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
No, they do. They do. Dang. They do. I think the rest of Europe does like the measure, like the measurement, like the foot measurement.
Yeah. Yep.
Like the centimeters.
Yeah, centimeters.
I should have just followed that. Yeah. I should have just followed that.
It's okay, but take out that insult.
I tried.
You didn't keep them? You had to get rid of them?
They're still on the having to get rid of them list.
That list, we know they're not going anywhere. They're going to stay in Keith's closet for a long, long time.
Trade bait, bro. Trade bait.
True.
Yeah.
All right. anything else there, Keith, or yeah, is that
true.
It?
That's true.
No, I think that's it.
So that was March. So then in February.
Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding, that's it. That was the end of March.
Erin's there. She doesn't. She's listening, yo.
So if Wifey wasn't there, there may be more answers. All right. That's fine. We'll talk about it after.
There's also like the Air Jordan 1 and
there's also the Dior Jordan 1 and
He's speaking to us in sign language.
Yeah, exactly. He's Morse code blinking.
Yes, blink 2 for no.
All right, let's start in January. Just set like, June and I'll blink once for yes and twice for no.
All right, next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Remember, gentlemen, you must say it because the listeners cannot see you with their ears. This week's thumbs up, thumbs down. Hype performance basketball shoes. So I was thinking along the lines of like an off-white Hyperdunk that they did or things of that nature where it's a performance basketball sneaker, but it was hype. Alvin, thumbs up or thumbs down?
2 thumbs down.
Oh, that's aggressive. Keith, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Wow. Joel, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Down. Pointless. Down.
Wow. I'm gonna do this real quickly then. Thumbs up for me. Next up, NSR. We give our opinion on various... Sorry. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. So I don't know if you guys have looked outside in the last 2 days, but the weather has been... I don't know what's going on with the weather. Like, sometimes it's really sunny, and then all of a sudden, it's a mid-April snowstorm outside. And it got me thinking... Because there's really two different occurrences here. I want to know what's worse. Snow staying late into the spring, like we've been getting, or getting snow earlier in the fall. What's worse?
Ooh.
Alvin.
Earlier in the fall.
That's worse. You'd like that?
Yeah.
Really? Why is that?
Because then if you're not prepared and don't have your winter tires on, or don't have good tires... You're fucked. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, people still got their winters on because Midas is probably not open as long as they usually are. They're open, but there's definitely like probably like a stupid lineup to try to get your tires changed, or no one wants to get the tires done because they don't want to go take the risk.
Out.
You know what I mean? So.
Interesting. Interesting point of view, Keith. What do you think? Early snow or late snow? Which one's worse?
I think late snow.
So you hate this right now.
Point, yeah, it's weird. You know what? Today it was like sunny and snowing.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
So it was like, come outside, come outside. But then it's really fucking cold out. So, yeah, I'd rather, I hate late snow because like from actually just backing off Alvin, what he was saying, I already have like my snow tires off. So Yeah.
So for the opposite reason.
But the snow melts, yo. The snow melts. You don't see anything.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're in Brampton, because the state
it's been sticking here like crazy.
Yeah, man, for real, yeah.
Joel, what's worse, early snow or late snow?
I hate things that drag on, so I'd probably have to say like late snow. So it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, I hate, like, I'm done with this snow already. Like, you know,
you're over it.
So, yeah. Like, I think late snow is probably the worst. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put Alvin on an island with this one and agree with you guys. Like, once August passes, I'm ready for snow. Like once August is over, it's like, okay, it's September is probably going to snow. So, I mean, yeah. Anytime after that, I'm ready for snow. But once it gets to like mid-April and you can kind of smell summer a little bit, like it's almost there, you're like, okay, it's got to stop now. Like there's no lingering. I know right now we're like in between second spring and third winter, but like we need to get past all this so that we can get to summer and get to nice weather because I'm super done with it. And I think that was about 30 seconds. Next up, promos. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but today, so 2 days ago, if you're listening to this on Saturday, Air Max Madness, the Air Max 90 edition, came to a close. Mm-hmm. And we had one person out of the three of us who got it right. And I think it was, that guy right there, Joe Dooney. And he picked the infrared Air Max 90 to win the greatest of all time Air Max 90 edition. It was actually Alvin at the very beginning of it picked Bacon's, and it was down to Bacon's versus infrared. So yeah. it was close, but infrared's ended up taking it. So it's kind of interesting that the very first one, or one of the very first ones, ended up taking the cake. So 30 years later, still on top. Yeah. Very interesting. Good for you. Yeah. I hope 30 years later, we're still on top too. But thank you. Thank you, Joshua, Brian, Scott, for putting that on. That was super fun. It kind of passed the time, gave us something to do every day. So thank you so much for that. But next, so as we alluded to earlier, this is Keith's second time on the podcast. The first time was not the happiest, story time. And we're hoping that the update he's about to give is going to be a little bit happier. So Keith, why don't you give a brief, super brief, because we don't want to bring up any sad memories for you. Super brief history of what went down and what you talked about the last time you were on the podcast.
So what happened was my storage unit got broken into and 23 pairs of shoes were taken. And when the time I came on, I was in the process of with insurance and the police and trying to get everything sorted out.
Wow. It really had to be 23 pairs too. Like the dramatic irony, I know. The dramatic irony in that is just insane. I hate that.
It's so, 24 then. It was 24.
That's okay. Thank you. That's even worse a little bit, but so it's been almost a year, I think, since you've been on. I think it was like last spring ish. Was it that you were on?
Yeah.
I think it might have been February.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it was about a year. So, what do you have an update for us? How did things go? Because I was like personally, and I'm sure the listeners were all very interested to know what the process was like, replacing everything, if they replaced everything for you, what value they issued you, all that kind of thing, if you're allowed to talk about it.
Yeah. So, what ended up happening was insurance companies were just like very diligent and they really wanted you to be very detailed as much as you can. So they were asking for everything, including like receipts and stuff like that. Luckily, everything I purchased had receipts and a lot of them were actually online purchases.
Wow.
So I was literally, the shitty part is like you're taking pictures of the empty boxes and then you have to take your receipts and like have it match up with the empty box. Luckily I had all the, every receipt accounted for. And when it came to the decision, they were like, we can take the value that it was added up to and give you, I think it was like 80%.
Wow.
Of what it was all worth.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So yeah. So I was like, people were just like, oh, you know, you should have padded the stuff. And then I was like just adding stuff off of like, you know, what it was sold for. So like all my receipts and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do the whole what it's worth now.
Oh yeah, 100%. I would do that.
So when I
Well,
I didn't have an idea. I was just kind of like, you know, but yeah. So I was just everything was like reimbursed. Well, 80% of it was reimbursed. So it was good. I got some pairs back. But then I looked at it as a blessing. I was like, you know what, like that's a lot of money for shoes. I can like put that towards something else, you know? So I bought a few things off the list that I wanted. I never repurchased the other stuff though. It was kind of like, it's gone. Wasn't meant to be.
Interesting. Yeah. So there's some stuff like that you found that you needed to replace, but there was some stuff that you were like, I think I could live without it. Like it was kind of just like a push for you to like, say I could slim down.
Yeah. Like there was some stuff that was there that was like, I think it was like Air Jordan 1 Chicago's or like 2013's. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I can't see myself. Like I have a huge chunk of money. I can't see myself like spending that much money on one pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. So I think like how I justified it was I'll enter like raffles and stuff. And if I hit, I'll take that money and I'll use it. True. So I think I used like
yeah.
a pair for the Nigels and a pair for the Bio Beiges. Mm-hmm. And then everything after that was just like, you know, like I'm not going to go out of my way to try to replace everything.
True. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So I think I got like the 997 canary yellow Emelian Dior ones, and I think that was it. Like that was it from the money from what I got.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And the question that everybody on the planet wants to know: do you still keep your sneakers in a storage locker?
No. What I do now, man?
No,
no yeah, way.
I drive it back to my my parents' place in Ajax, mm-hmm. and it's in this like bulletproof bin. So if like there's any like damage around it, it's just whatever's around it's going to be damaged, but everything in there is going to be safe.
Yeah,
but it's just all the way in Ajax.
Damn, so you just have to go back and forth every couple weeks and pick up a new rotation.
But I'm actually trying to get rid of a lot of stuff too.
Oh, mm-hmm. hit up.
I want to get to a point where it's just like.
I was going to say, everybody what's listening, that? Hit up Mr. KT on Instagram if he's trying to get rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, because I think I did it like the fourth time I went to my parents' place. I was like, man, I just want everything in like under one roof, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I think if I bought something and then like a year later I don't wear it, like that's what I'm trying to get rid of now.
True. Yeah. That's a good motto to have. Yeah. Definitely. I don't stand by that motto, but I definitely wish I could stand by that motto. Okay. We're glad you got all your, some of your stuff back. We're glad you got the money back. I was very interested to know, and I know a lot of listeners when it happened, were very interested to know, or get an update. So I'm glad everything is good. I'm glad you don't keep your shoes in a storage locker anymore. But so there's something that we do every once in a while. We make predictions and stuff on the podcast, and a lot of the time we're super smart guys. So it winds up coming true. So this week, we're going to try and make some of them may be crazy predictions. And we're going to see, I'm going to write them down and we're going to see which ones, come true. I'm going to literally write them on pieces of paper and we're going to store them and we're going to see which ones come true this year, next year, anytime soon kind of thing. And this way we have at least proof that this occurred and that we are gravely intelligent individuals. So this started because a good friend of the show and I, Philly Soul Purpose, were talking, I think it was yesterday or the day before. And I don't know what came up. I think we're actually talking about the Skunk 2.0. And he was like, but when are Dunkles going to come back? And I was like, I bet you they do a Dunkle Low either this year or next year. And I kind of said it on a whim, but like, Futura has been kind of hanging around Nike for a while and hasn't done a whole lot. Like he had that sample of the dunk with Virgil that never actually came out, but he kind of just is like in the area, kind of just keeping one foot in the door. And now the Dunkles are like skyrocketing. And now the dunks in general are kind of like through the roof. I would definitely, and we talked about it on True Size 100. I would definitely see them doing a reverse or something like that, but a Dunkle Low, I think, is what is coming up. So I'm going to write Dunkle Low. I'm going to separate it. Lawrence, Dunkle Low is one of mine. And we're literally going to write them on the board because we always say write it on the board. But now we're going to start writing it for reals. So that's one that I have. Alvin, before we started, said I got a good one for you guys. So I want to know what Alvin has for us.
Pigeon Highs.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Really?
Like staple Pigeon Highs.
Wow. Like
not the purple pigeons, but the pigeon.
The original pigeon.
OG pigeon, all gray with that hint of like pink or infrared or whatever the fuck that color was.
Yeah.
But damn. In a high.
Ooh. In a high.
Right?
I easily could see it happening. Holy yikes.
Yep. Or if they're not even going to put a pigeon on it, they'll still make it and just say It's a GR. Like, no, it's not. It's the fucking pigeon, bro.
It's a pigeon without the pigeon. Like the purple pigeon. Yeah. It's a pigeon without the pigeon. Joel, do you have one to write on the board for us?
It'll probably be like a band one low.
Oh. I like that. Because the band one never officially came out.
Yeah, like same the same details and everything on the band one, but in a low cut.
Interesting.
Like the same supple leather and whatnot and all that goodness. So
that kind of goes along with one of mine. So I like that. All right, I'm going to throw – I have another one then. And mine is that Breads and or Chicago's will be back before the end of 2021.
Ooh.
And that's –
this isn't Dunks, right?
This is just in general. Yeah, bread like Chicago or Bread ones will be back either this year or next year. And basically my reasoning for that is that like they've been rumored for a while and they are kind of due at this point to come back. So I think that it's time. And the Chicago didn't come back when the Bread came back in 2016 with like the really supple, nice leather. So I think that the Chicago for sure is due, but I think Breads and Chicago's at the same time, they might do like a coordinating pack, especially with this whole Jordan documentary coming out. I could definitely see them bringing it back. Keith, what do you think?
I think they're going to come back with the Air Jordan 1 Chicago, but with the Airship pack silhouette, you know, the super high OG cut.
OG height.
OG height,
yeah. Yeah, like I was saying, like they didn't do the Chicago when they did the Breads in 2016. They didn't do the Chicagos at the same time with the nice leather. So the last time the Chicago came out was what, 2013, and that was when they did like the plasticky leather, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So they're due for like a proper Chicago release, and it's like this year would have made sense because it would have been 35 years. But after the documentary this year, I could definitely see them bringing it back. But I will write Keith's very specific Chicago, but OG. Alvin, what else you got?
I feel like Stash is going to make a comeback.
Oh.
They kind of teased us with the Spiridons.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with everyone asking for the 95s, like just not 95s, like not the Stash 95s, but 95s in general. More specifically, myself in Philly asking for the Neons. I think it's time, man. Like, 95s haven't really been releasing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Supreme did a thing, but didn't really do much because it wasn't that successful. But I don't know, man. If they're going to bring stuff out the vault, I think they got to bring back some of the Stash stuff, man. Like, the BWs, the fucking just everything.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that one. That's a very good one. Joel, you have any more for us to write on the board?
I think they're gonna like probably fuck shit up and do like a Air Max 1 mid.
Oh, whoa. Oh my god.
In like an Atmos reverse.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
But like in a mid. Yeah.
Well, we did say on True to Size 100 that mid SBs may come back. So
right, yeah. And they're coming back, yo. So
yeah,
Air Max 1 mid sounds.
They're gonna have to throw a collab at that for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. And no, Atmos would be the one. I could see it, Joel. Yeah, that's very obscure, but I could see it happening. That's a good one. Keith, you got anything else there, bud?
Well, Stussy just did a collab with Nike, with apparel and their shoes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I could actually, this might just be a want for me straight up, but they could bring back the Stussy SB as well.
In a mid.
Yeah. Cause that, no, I can see it like being a high. I wouldn't mind it being a low. I prefer it a low, but a high too. Like what Alvin said, coming up with a high for the dunk.
I have sort of different than what you guys are saying. These are potentially just more hot takes than anything. Because right now we're kind of just saying things that may come out, but I have like kind of a take as opposed to a, it's more of like a prediction, a broader prediction. And I have two more broader predictions. So I think that next year, so I guess this upcoming season, that Christmas and All-Star releases for like NBA performance basketball shoes, like Nike, et cetera, are going to make a comeback. So for the last couple of years, we haven't really seen at all from Nike basketball performance like their LeBron, their KD, their Kyrie, etc. have like a Christmas, like a dedicated, this is the Christmas shoe. It comes out on Boxing Day, whatever. And same with All-Star. Like they don't really do it anymore. They focus more on the other stuff, the stuff that sells. Like when an All-Star comes around, it's a bunch of like Jordan 3s, Jordan 1s, and that kind of thing. I think that the performance shoes are going to make a comeback. And the reason I say this is because Nike will sell anything that they market heavily. Like, we'll buy any of it if they do it right. And I could see with they're going to take a hit because of all this COVID nonsense. They're going to take a hit and they're going to need money-making machines. And that partnered with the NBA being on hiatus, people are going to want to eat up anything that's NBA related. So I could see at Christmas, if they like maybe bring back classic, like look at how the Grinch has been doing in the last like 6 months. The Grinch Kobe 6 has been killing it. Imagine they put a Grinch colorway on like a Kyrie. Like maybe not specifically. I don't know if I want to write that specific on the board, but if they do, but I definitely think at Christmas they're going to make a huge push, and then an All-Star as well. You'll see specific All-Star performance basketball shoes make a comeback, and they're going to market the shit out of it, and I think we're all going to eat it up. So I think it's going to be the return of Christmas and All-Star hype. We'll just say that.
Lauren, do you think it would be the same like silhouette? Like, would you see it like with KD, LeBron, and Kyrie, or do you think it would be younger, up and coming all stars like a Tatum, like a Zion, and a Doncic?
I think it could be like maybe they give them, like you said, like a because I think most of them right now are wearing the Jordan 33 is what they're on, so or the 34. So next year the 35 comes out. Maybe they do PE Christmas colorways for all of them as well. Like I just think they're gonna heavily push Christmas and All Star next season / next year because of the hiatus and because they're gonna need a lot of money and because people will eat up anything basketball next year for sure. Because everyone feels like right now it was taken for granted. Like I feel like I should have watched more basketball while I could. And now next year it's like give me all the jerseys, give me all the shoes, give me all the everything. Like I want everything basketball and I want it now. So that's one that I have. Alvin, you got any more?
I just actually
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh no, sorry. I was just I read somewhere that if they continue the season and it ends late August, the upcoming season will start Christmas Day. So imagine all like the Christmas edition coming then.
That would be perfect then. That feeds right into my prediction.
Right into it, bro.
I also on a side note, and just because it affects me somewhat personally, I saw today that they're strongly considering like there's a push being made for the NBA season when it, if it does resume this year, to all be held at Walt Disney World at the ESPN Wide World of Sports. Because they have a massive like complex there. Disney World is closed right now, but they have a massive sports complex. They can do like 12 NBA size games at the same time if they want to, because they have so much courts. And they have all of the resorts are empty, so they could house all of the players at the Disney resorts around the Wide World of Sports.
Yeah.
And they could literally create like an iron ring, like a bubble, so that no players or anyone would get any interaction or possible infection from the outside. So that would be cool. I mean, just for me personally, because I'm a huge Disney freak, but that would just be cool because I think that a lot of cool things could come out of that. That's just a side note. Alvin, any more things to put on the board?
I don't know. I think they're going to mess around with, like Nike SB is going to mess around and do some famous colorways and put them on mids, but like construe them somehow.
Like reverse like
they're gonna make
mids.
Like they're gonna do like a De La Soul mid, but they're gonna have like the white toe box, but they're gonna have like the elephant print of the green and whatnot.
So like a what the De La mid?
Yeah.
Damn.
What the De La mids?
I love like
or just any mid.
Yeah.
All of these predictions, at least one of them has to come true. So one of us is going to feel like a genius when this is all said
and
done.
They're all going to come true.
I hope they all come true. Joel, any more wild predictions for me?
Not really. I guess the 97s is going to be their 25th anniversary is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll probably be like a whole slew of like collabs working with 97s, Air Max 97s. So I don't know.
That's actually bad because there's not a whole lot of collabs on the 97. Not that any I can think of off the top of my head. Like there's not at all. That's a good shoe to collab on.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I actually like that one. That's a sleeper. Keith, any more crazy predictions for the next couple of years?
I just want them to bring back the Air Max Bacon for Alvin.
For real. Thanks, guys.
The more we talk about bacons, the more likely they are to come back because everyone wants them to come back now. Because it's been 2 years in a row that they were supposed to come back. So at some point, somebody's going to be right in saying they're coming back. Okay, so my last one, I think this might be the last one. And this is once again just like a general prediction. I think that the shoe of the year for 2020 will not be a Jordan 1 again. Because if you look back, if you look back at the last 3 years, last year, I mean, there was a debate, but the Travis 1s were quite up there. The Travis 1 high. And the year before that, we had Union 1s. And the year before that, we had Off-White Chicago 1s. So that brings us back 3 years in a row that a Jordan 1 was up for shoe of the year, if not one shoe of the year. I think that this year it's not going to be a Jordan 1. I don't know what it's going to be. It might be a dunk, like Alvin said.
I think it's going to be a dunk.
It's looking like it, which, I mean, is the Jordan 1's first cousin. So it depends on how much you want to read into that. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be a Jordan 1. I think that the Jordan 1, if you want to go even further, is potentially on its way out. And that has to do with these Jordan 1 colorways that are coming out that are kind of poo-poo butt cheeks right now. Like, they're kind of losing their luster a lot. And it seems like only the collabs are starting to hit. Like, that Court Purple 2.0, I was not a fan of at all. But, yeah, I think that Jordan 1s in general may be on their way out. So, yeah, we'll see. Those are some good predictions. I like that. We're going to put them all on the board. I'm going to pin them all to Keith's face. And next time he's on the podcast, we just need him for his face so that we can see if our predictions came true. Keith, thank you for being here. Thank you for fighting through the Toronto Wi-Fi to join us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for putting up with it.
Man, it was mad fun. We're all of us and everyone listening is happy to hear that you figured everything out with the storage locker debacle, if you will. And it's good to hear that you made the grown-up decision to not just go rebuy every single pair that was taken.
Yeah, there's a lot. It was influenced, but you know, it was a wise.
It was influenced as he side eye looks to the couch over there. Yeah. Keith, thank you again. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who has supported and/or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and/or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pole Sneaker Heading for Dummies or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mark.
Keith, where can they find you?
I'm Keith Davies. You can find me at Mr. KT. And that's it.
That was very not smooth. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 109 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Mr. KT. And we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks, Keith.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Keith.